This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, on Monday said he believed Russia will not be willing to negotiate while it's still trying to win the war in Ukraine, adding he was, quote, not optimistic about what could happen in the conflict this summer. Borrell's comments came the same day Russia said its military had hit Ukrainian air bases and Ukrainian forces shelled industrial facilities inside Russia, as both sides sought the upper hand ahead of what Kyiv hopes will be a decisive counteroffensive. Russia has issued an arrest warrant for a U.S. senator, AP correspondent Rita Follet reports.
Russia wants to arrest Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina after what he said about the war in Ukraine. Graham met with Ukraine's President Zelensky on Friday. Zelensky's office later released an edited video in which Senator Graham says the Russians are dying and describes U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as the best money we've ever spent. Senator Graham appears to have made the remarks at different times in the conversation, but the short video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other. It caused outrage in Russia. The Russian Interior Ministry then issued the arrest warrant. I'm Rita Foley.
The head of the UN Refugee Agency said on Monday estimates that about 1 million people might flee Sudan by October might be conservative, and the conflict risks increasing people trafficking and spreading weapons across a fragile region. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi.
In a relatively short period of time, we have reached already in excess of 350,000. Doesn't seem to stop.
Follow up.